What purpose can be served by confronting our region's racist past? How can documentation of tragedy foster empathy? Will Schwartz, documentary director and producer and director of Pennant Productions, answers these questions and talks about his work on the Maryland Lynching Memorial Project.
There's an old train station not far from the intersection of Falls and Ruxton Roads in an area we now call Rockland Mills. One April evening in 1885, a 22-year-old white woman was walking home from that station when she was allegedly accosted by Howard Cooper, a black 17-year-old. The truth of what happened that evening is a matter of dispute. What is certain, however, is that Cooper was captured and tried within a month, and that an all-white jury took less than a minute to convict him of rape and assault. In fact, the jury never even left their courtroom seats. Cooper was sentenced to hang at the end of July, but he didn't live that long. Fearing an appeal, a mob of about 75 masked men broke into the Towson jail where Cooper was being held. They dragged him from his cell and hung him on the spot. Cooper's was just one of more than 4,000 terror lynchings that took place in the United States between the end of the Civil War and the beginning of World War II, according to the Equal Justice Initiative. The organization defines terror lynchings as, quote, violent and public acts of torture that traumatized black people throughout the country and were largely tolerated by state and federal officials, unquote. These were often public spectacles, sadistic and grotesque displays meant to intimidate blacks and flaunt white superiority. They were acts of domestic terrorism. Most of these murders were committed in 12 southern states, but no fewer than 29 of them took place here in Maryland, in our own backyards. Why should we care about these murders today? Because it's clear that the legacy of racism has not loosened its grip on the American psyche, nor on our social and political life. And it can be argued that until we confront our racist history, the injuries it continues to inflict cannot be healed. Truth and reconciliation efforts in Rwanda, South Africa, and Germany teach us that there can be no reconciliation until there is truth. The Maryland Lynching Memorial Project was created to advance the cause of reconciliation in our own community by acknowledging the truth of what happened here. We will help investigate and document all terror lynchings that took place in Maryland. We'll advocate for public recognition and acknowledgement of these murders, and we'll work to honor and dignify the lives of the victims. We'll encourage public discourse about this sordid history and how it continues to influence our lives. We believe that fostering greater empathy will help us find a path to reconciliation. This is not an academic exercise. It's important work. As Sherrilyn Ifill observed, quote, the project of reconciliation at its core demands of individuals and communities the willingness to acknowledge painful truths and to take responsibility for injustice, unquote. Reconciliation begins with remembering. And by remembering, we not only begin to heal the wounds of the past, we affirm our own humanity as well.
For more information on the Maryland Lynching Memorial Project, email info@mdlynchingmemorial.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.